Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How did it unravel so quickly for Liz Truss? Joining us is Steve Goldstein, who's the MarketWatch Euro Bureau Chief. And we really wonder about how all this has fallen apart. What really triggered all this with their economic policies, do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I think really it was the chaos in financial markets that put her under extreme pressure. She and her former chancellor, basically her right-hand man, Kwasi Kwarteng, came out with an aggressive package of tax cuts at the same time that they had to put through a really big package of spending to cap surging energy bills. And really, the financial markets rejected that. Interest rates shot up in the UK, and the pound plunged. And really, that was the backdrop for the unraveling of Liz Truss. In recent days, they've removed almost all of their package. The tax cuts are almost entirely withdrawn. In addition, her government is pledging spending cuts to come at the end of the month, and is also backtracked on the duration of how much support that they'll give to households and companies on energy. But even though financial markets have stabilized, her political standing did not. She was incredibly unpopular both within the Conservative Party as well as the broader electorate, which showed that if there was a general election, that there would be historic losses for the Conservative Party. So you put all that together and really a quick loss of authority, and she was running a tightrope that she ultimately couldn't do.
Steve Goldstein, MarketWatch Euro Bureau Chief, want to ask you about what's next now, because even though Truss is going to be gone soon, it's the same party that's in charge, the same economic conditions that are in place. So what do you see happening next?
Well, that's a great question. But the person who's probably going to replace her is Rishi Sunak, who was the former chancellor and was her main opponent just a few months ago. But he did run on a much different policy platform than she did. And it was not, he had even warned that her tax cuts would create a financial crisis. So I think financial markets are expecting that a Sunak premiership would be a bit more stable and also less likely to be as aggressive. And I think that's why that there has been this recovery in both currency and the British bond market in expectations that maybe things won't be quite as chaotic as they have been over the last 2 months.
Was there any role that Brexit played in this? Was that a part of this at all?
You know, Brexit continues to lurk, I would say, on the outskirts of UK policy. I don't think really that the major issues confronting the UK are Brexit driven. The inflation crisis isn't mostly a Brexit issue. We've seen inflation really everywhere, including the US. Other issues, you know, the skyrocketing energy costs, again, not really about Brexit. What it did mean is that the UK spent the good part of 5 years debating something that hasn't helped matters. And in fact, there was a report today about how Brexit has harmed the UK's trade position. But really, the problems that Truss faced were part of these bigger issues and ones that she wasn't able to get a handle on.
All right, Truss lost her support. Now she's out the door. Steve Goldstein, MarketWatch Euro Bureau Chief. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.